And our award-winning news editor, Kirsty Bedford, is back with all the travel news.
This is Travel Writers Radio News, presented by Kirsty Bedford.
In travel news this week, the Australian government has announced the introduction of a digital system that will see the end of traditional incoming passenger cards. The new digital passenger declaration will be completed by Australia-bound travellers on their mobile device or computer, replacing the collection of paper cards. The new system will see information collected and shared more efficiently. It will also allow certified COVID vaccination certificates to be uploaded and connected when they become available. Acting Minister for Immigration Alan Tudge says it will help Australia reopen to the world in a COVID-safe way and rebuild the economy. Qantas is blaming the unexpected closure of domestic borders in July for a $100 million blowout to its earnings in the first quarter of the financial year. CEO Alan Joyce says it has expected to be operating domestically at about 60% of pre-COVID levels. Instead, the continued border closures meant capacity was below 30%. He says, however, it does expect to bounce back because travel demand is strong, as seen with the scenic flight it organised earlier this month, which saw passengers flow on over major landmarks and sold out within 10 minutes. After more than 4 months in lockdown, Melbourne has officially reopened. However, its 5.5 million residents still can't travel more than 25 kilometres for another few weeks. The state of Victoria was the epicentre of Australia's second wave. However, on Tuesday night, the state premier lifted restrictions and residents are finally free to leave their homes whenever they please, with restaurants and cafes also reopening. However, it will be another 2 weeks before they can travel, with the Ring of Steel and imposed between metropolitan Melbourne and regional Victoria remaining in place until the 8th of November. Tasmania has opened its borders this week. It's now open to those from almost every state in Australia, with the exception of Victoria. Those from Queensland, Australian Capital Territory, South Australia, Western Australia and Northern Territory are now able, not required to quarantine on arrival. Those travelling from New South Wales will still be expected to quarantine, while Victorians are not able to travel to Tassie for at least another 2 weeks. Visitors from approved states need to register via Tasmanian's online registration at least 3 days before their visit. Overseas now, and a famous Lord of the Rings site in New Zealand's South Island is set to reopen to the public for the first time in 11 years. Queenstown's Deer Park Heights was shut in 2009 and has been operating as a deer farm, but the owners say it's time to share the place. A number of prominent Lord of the Rings scenes were shot on the site, which sits between Lake Wakatipu and the Remarkables mountain range. The World Heritage-listed Riverdale Canal in Canada's capital, Ottawa, is celebrating 50 years. Recognised by the Guinness World of Records as the largest naturally frozen ice rink in the world, the canal is the only World Heritage site where you can cruise in summer and skate in winter. The 7.8-kilometre skateway first opened in 1970 and runs from Kingston to Ottawa. A popular pastime for visitors during summer is to cruise the canal via houseboat or hire a bicycle and take a leisurely cycle along the paved trails that follow the canal. Definitely one to add to the travel bucket list. That's travel news this week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.
That was Kirsty Bedford with Travel Writers Radio News.